This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down. And
Cynthia, for hot, beautiful, smart, courageous woman. Her brother was tortured. They tried to kill her. She lives in the U.S. now. She exposed the Muslim Brotherhood, the whole Islamic takeover plan. She called in today. We confirmed it's her. She's going to be a guest next week. She talked about, hey, don't worry, I got totally banned in Egypt, but once Patriots got back control, now I'm in all the major papers. They don't censor a damn word I say, including typos. So that's exciting. By the way, Trump's responded again to InfoWars banning. He's going to give him one more chance before he drops the mega hammer on him, because he's got the reports in his hands. Trump meet with Google CEO, social media companies later this month. He said, I won't mention any names, but when they take certain people off Twitter or Facebook, and they're making that decision, it's really dangerous, that because that could be anyone tomorrow, Trump said. So, when I had law firms write up reports for him 7 weeks ago, that's when they decided to ban me. They went ape when our reports from top law firms got to the president. And I gave them all examples of what they were doing. And we need to keep doing that, because they're going to stonewall. But it's out of control. Matt Bracken's coming up in about 15 minutes, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, great researcher. He'll have a ton of information for you. We're going to your calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Adam. Now, I'll do Adam in Texas next segment. I have plenty of time for him because I have the clip now about what he's talking about and how Antifa is Obama's million-man army. So we'll go to that in a moment. But let's go to Chris in Illinois. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, Chris.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon.
Welcome.
I'm on the ground here in Chicago. I especially food rep, and business has never been better. Thanks to Trump, man. I mean, there's places opening up all over the place. With this Kavanaugh thing, I was, my wife's a social worker. She's not very conservative, but I'm telling you, she's at her wit's end with this, and she's pissed, and a lot of her friends are pissed. And I've never seen her so, like, she doesn't get on Facebook and comment back to people. But she's getting it. She called me today, and she's like, Chris, what should I say?
I know women that are more kind of libertarian liberal, and they're all pissed about Kavanaugh and don't believe any of this. In fact, I'm not just saying that to say, oh, look, there's a woman wave. Women I know particularly, in family, you name it, do not buy a damn thing she says. Has your wife told you why?
Well, she's responded to one of her friends today, and she said, yeah, the women. But she said, what about my son? My son is going to be accused by a girl of just about anything and never be able to refute it. I mean, she was literally in tears, Alex. And then I kind of parlayed in it, because I'm a little more hardcore. You know, I've been writing papers about this stuff since college, you know, Skull and Bones and the Bushes and all the Nazi crap and all that. But anyway, you know, I told her, I said, Jill, there's a reason why they act maniacal like this. There's the reason. You cannot reason with them. This is demonic. You know, this is about their sacrament to death and the blood of the unborn.
Exactly. They don't even know it. It is a spiritual thing with the left. When you finally come to grips, because I'd hear army colonels and three-star generals at dinner and FBI guys when I was like 20, going to meetings and hearing about the New World Order. And they'd be like, well, at the end of the day, they're devil worshippers and pedophiles. And I'd be like, these guys are crazy. And then I started researching it, and it's all true.
Well, and the thing is, I think slowly people are awakening. And I think the most shocking things are yet to come. But you know what, Ellis, what I do, the most effective tool, I'm in sales, right? So I'm my job's to sell you. So I work with people and, you know, I was out with coworkers, and they're like, Alex Jones this, Alex Jones that. And I said, can you specifically name why you don't like him? They can't, you know. And then when we get into to these conversations, I just go back to the basics. I go back. I just lay it out. I say, you know, have you ever heard of Operation Cyclone? I'll bring that up. You know, we created our own problems, our imperialism, this type of thing. So once you lay out the basics of these
oh, they're just stunned. Exactly. And Operation Cyclone was the whole fake thing to stop Trump and set him up for Russiagate by Obama. Great points. God bless you, Chris.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know, people ask me why I'm in leftist Austin. Well, because my family's been here since it was Waterloo, 1820, when it was Mexico. Spanish land grants on both sides of the family. In fact, I'm the first generation to marry women whose families don't go back to the beginning of Texas. It's the craziest family tree. And Colonel Travis's son ended up dying without children, but my family was the spiritual parents of Travis. They raised him. A famous letter was written to my ancestors. And so people ask why I haven't evacuated Central Texas. The globalist left and Google and Facebook only have downtown. Everybody else is libertarian or conservative. But California is collapsing, and they are invading here. And that's their real invasion force. Their real army are their zombies that like carrion crows, or like locusts, eat the flesh off our bones, then fly on to the next state or city. We're going to go some more of your calls, and Matt Bracken's taking over. He's loaded for bear. But a caller, Adam, was saying Obama's million-man army, one and the same. And I'd forgotten candidate Obama, Senator Obama, said we need a domestic military just as big and just as strong. And the Weathermen, that was one of their ideas, was to have these paramilitary forces. Well, that's actually what Antifa has become. So here's the president. A former president 10 years ago.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Now, we'll go to the caller, but Antifa are the kill teams. They're now calling for kill teams. They're now all over Facebook, Twitter, saying kill the people at the restaurant that serve Cruz. Kill everybody. And all I'm pointing out is if they think they lose the election, that's when they do this. Matt Bracken will cover this after he takes over in a moment. But don't think that they're not the cover for the real paramilitaries that Obama is allied with, MS-13 and even Hezbollah. Yes, the left is allied with both groups from my intel. Matt could disagree or agree. We'll see what he says when he takes over. But Adam, go ahead and bring up your point. Thanks for calling from Texas.
Hey, Mr. Jones, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. You know, this past Saturday, I was really thinking about this whole Antifa thing, and then it registered that when Obama was fixing to get into office, he mentioned that clip that you just played. And it was kind of swept under the rug. Nothing has been done. But I started doing my research, and he was telling certain people that he would get professors to be the generals for this underground army that he was going to create. And it all started coming together. It's just mind-blowing that no one else is really talking about it because we've kind of forgot. So I wanted to get y'all's take and y'all's opinion on this. What's everyone's
Well, we got documents in January of this year, now 10 months ago, that George Soros' son, Alexander Soros, was spending $50+ million just trying to cause riots in East Coast cities. And Baltimore, Maryland was their main test site with the Blue City Police actually letting them burn and attack to hope that the general public, the black Americans, would burn things down. There's the headline. Documents detail plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. Leaked documents purport to show detailed plan to trigger nationwide unrest, allowing Obama to declare martial law. And the documents were later confirmed to be accurate. No media coverage of the documents. So they were admitted to be accurate. Enrollment papers to carry out the criminal operation. So they're definitely planning to try something like that.
You know, I think this is why they're also coming after Kavanaugh, because they're afraid that if we get the Supreme Court back, when Trump starts going after all of these criminals, we can prosecute them a lot easier. So they're doing everything they can to block that.
And that is exactly what's going on. This country is on a razor's edge.
You know, it's patriots like yourself and all of your listeners. We are going to be the ones that bring back this country. You know, Trump's doing a great job, but it's time for us to stand up and take back our country.
I agree. Everyone should go to city council, county commissioners, and talk about this subject. And PTA, anywhere there's an audience, church, it's time to get aggressive in information warfare. God bless you, Adam. Let's go ahead and go to Brandon in Idaho. Brandon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi there, Mr. Jones. It's great to finally talk to you, first-time caller. Just want to say you and Trump paired together have shaken this political system to its core. And it's a lovely thing to see. I love it. I love to see everyone's being proactive and everything. And we're praying for you and Trump and, you know, keep you guys in our thoughts. I think Michael Savage said it best, that liberalism is a mental disorder. And the fact that these colleges have completely brainwashed the young crowd.
They've totally radicalized them and crippled these people mentally.
It's a complete sad thing. They're brainwashed zombies.
I was wearing three Halloweens ago, and I don't really go out on Halloween, but I went to a party. It's my cousin's birthday, the day after Halloween. She has a party, and I'm wearing a captain's hat. And I had, like, two white guys and an Arab guy walk over and say, "Are you a Nazi?" Because I'm a white guy wearing a black cap or baby blue or dark blue captain's hat. I mean, it's just total mental illness.
And unfortunately, these college kids don't know what Nazism is. They, you know, during World War II, everyone was fair game. It wasn't just the Jews. It was everybody. If you were, you know, everyone was fair game at that point. My question is to you, though, is, you know, with liberalism being a mental disorder, how is it that we get these kids, you know, back on the right track mentally? You know, it's a sad thought to see, you know, them being zombies following, you know, following the crowds and not thinking on their own. But what do we do? You know, I see plenty of my friends, coworkers, and people that I know or talk to. They're just so, you know, mentally unstable, I guess you would say, or even the fact that they're not fully.
They buy into their identity being this victim and this person, like it's a comic book. You've got to explain to them how it's happened, and not, and in my experience, not even be too nice to them, but just not even laugh at them. Just say, listen, this is serious business. God bless you, Brandon. Great points. Good to hear from you. We're cramming them in now. David in Iowa. David, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Yep. Hey, Alex, two quick things. I'd like to have you check that article that Roger Stone wrote in Infowars.com titled "Kavanaugh is the Pick of the Deep State." And he also talks about Kavanaugh being a prosecuting attorney against a witness at Fort Marcy Park and helping the...
No. I remember when we didn't want Kavanaugh and we wanted Barrett and we thought it was a better choice, but at least he'll vote with Trump. No. But, I mean, you're right. We had problems with Kavanaugh. Go ahead.
I think Mike Lee would be a better choice.
Kavanaugh was not my first choice, but they're really afraid of him because he believes in the power of the executive and will back Trump.
Yeah. I got one other thing.
Well, let me say this. If he is so bad, why is the deep state fighting like they're about to die?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, what do you think, David?
Well, I don't know. He'll probably be better, but, boy, he's sure going through some punishment.
Well, that's really the thing. I mean, I don't get exactly.
Yeah. I got one other quick thing. We know you need funds for the expansion and all that stuff.
Well, at this point, we just need funds to keep going, but yeah.
Okay, last week, I wrote a check for $100 and sent it to you, and I started thinking, okay, we've got 1 to 3 million people as an audience. Well, how about if we had a big chunk of people that sent you a check? We could call it the $100 freedom.
or the $100 Paul Revere. I agree. A fraction of our audience buys product or gives donations. And believe me, 97% of it's going into the fight now. It's all about survival. So God bless you, David, for the support. The P.O. box is on the website. Yes, sir. We need donations. We need support because I'm fighting Soros on every front, and I believe we're going to win. You know, it's all in God's plan, but so much of it is up to you guys and what you do. And I'm not putting it on you. It is you. So thank you for stepping up, David.
$100 freedom injection.
$100 freedom injection. God bless you, David. You know, that's a really good point is about Kavanaugh. I came out against Kavanaugh. I mean, I didn't say he's horrible, but, you know, George W. Bush's clerk and buddies with Karl Rove. But, I mean, as bad as Karl Rove is, he's not Hillary Clinton, and he's not Barack Obama. And Kavanaugh and people are kind of creatures of who's president. And all I know is he has told the president he's going to back him, and he's going to back Making America Great Again, and they are fighting like I've never seen them to keep him out. And so that tells me that, listen, I would have mattered, like you said, Lee or Barrett would have been better. Better voting records. But hey, it's a lot better than what we were going to get with Hillary.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you leave me, I won't miss you. And I won't ever take you back. All right, Matt Bracken's taking over right now. But, Matt, we were talking during the break. You get what I'm saying. They're leading us into civil emergency martial law. Obama put civil emergencies in place before he left. I don't want tanks in the streets and all the rest of it. That's what they want. But what do we do if they trigger the emergency? Or how does Trump declare his new emergency to then end the last emergency? Because that's how that works in law, just like he ended the TPP. They call that dictatorial, but that had been done through undue executive power. So I don't think people get the nuances. I mean, the general audience does, but I think some folks out there want to just make points by semantically ignoring what I'm actually saying.
Yeah, it requires a lot of nuance and a bigger picture. And personally, I feel like throwing around terms like martial law, it's too easy to take, you know, to clip that out and make a weaponized soundbite against us. You know, our audience understands what we mean, but you know, in the hostile media, it's too easy to say something like Alex Jones and Trump are calling for martial law, and that's not it at all. But absolutely, the left sees the window closing. They had hoped, and so their hopes have been dashed. They thought in 2016 Hillary would be president, the deep state victorious. Nobody's ever heard of Peter Strzok or any of these people, and they go just continue step by step to Obama's fundamental transformation of the United States. Instead, they got Trump, and they were really shocked because the polls were all wrong, as they are, I believe, now. And when they see Kavanaugh coming in as a solid fifth, and remember, now they've red-pilled him. If he was a squishy moderate Republican supreme before, I think he's going to be high-fiving Clarence Thomas, you know, backstage, and they're going to be saying, "Let's go get these MFers." You know, it's our turn.
Oh, I totally agree. I like the fact that he got angry, because if you're getting accused of all this stuff, you're going to get angry.
He's red-pilled now. He's one of us now. I guarantee you, he's red-pilled against the left. And now that they see their window closing, meaning, let's say they don't flip the Senate. If they flip the Senate, we're screwed, because it'll be Adam Schiff, not Devin Nunes, running the Intel Committee. It'll be Feinstein, not Grassley, running the Judiciary Committee. It'll be full steam ahead for impeachment on any flimsy pretext, as we've seen with Kavanaugh. You know, throwing ice, allegedly, in a drunken party is grounds for keeping him off the Supreme Court.
And it's another professor, another liberal professor with no proof. It's all liberal professors.
Right, it's all false narrative, because they had a casting call when they held up Christine Blasey Ford's testimony for a week and a half. That was the signal for everybody to come out of the woodwork with any kind of allegation, male or female, you know, drunken parties, whatever, you know, rape gangs. But it hasn't worked, and all it's done is drive our base crazy. We're watching what do you call them? The flip states, the Senate Democrats.
Purple states.
Yeah, the Heidi Heitkamp and these people are in trouble now. And I think that he's going to be confirmed, because a lot of these Democrats.
Well, that's what Senator Cornyn said an hour ago. We played it. He said, "Listen, you're going to get the exact same testimony you got here. It's all under perjury threat, felony perjury. And so we're going to have the vote Friday." But like you said, the left may drive a truck bomb to the Capitol.
Well, and when they are looking at the midterms, you know, they've got polling that's propaganda polling, sure, for the morons. But
they know the truth.
Yeah, they know the truth. And if and what they're going to do, now at the overt, the talking head people that we see on TV, they're just spewing propaganda for the masses. But the Bob Cramer activists, you know, the ones that were the go-betweens, the guy that went into Obama's White House a couple hundred times, then he's passing out the money to hand to these subgroups that would then pay the crazy thugs to actually beat people up and cause fights. Those guys are going to be saying, you know what, if we're losing the Senate, it's time to take it to the kinetic level. And instead of just throwing punches at Trump rallies, I think they're going to be passing out guns.
No, I agree. So it may trigger riots if Kavanaugh's confirmed, but definitely the day after the election, November 9th, man, I think it's going to be dangerous.
I call it Gettysburg. I call these midterms Gettysburg. If you go back to your Civil War I history, the British were on the sidelines. The British really wanted the cotton, and if it looked like the Confederacy was going to be a success, Britain wanted to make a deal straight with the South, no tariffs. That was one of the issues before the Civil War was the tariffs. The agricultural South wanted just free trade with Britain. Well, everybody was waiting for Gettysburg. When those armies were heading into Pennsylvania, everybody knew it was going to be a pivot of history. And when the Union forces soundly defeated the Confederacy at Gettysburg, after that, the war was all she wrote. The Britain said, that's it. You know, we're not going to support the
South. Did you say Gettysburg or Waterloo? Winning the midterms, are you saying it might be the Waterloo of the left?
If we win, it's Gettysburg. In terms of a real pivot. Everybody right now is just watching, holding their breath. If the left wins, then they get control of all of these committees, which is where the real muscle
and then they go into supercharge witch hunts on every level.
And not only that, there'll be a massive crackdown on the internet. And we've already seen a hint of this with.
Oh, you've seen the Democrats calling for me to be banned, and it happened. So they're going to go into overdrive.
Well, look at James. I understand you or me, but look at James Woods. He's a good guy. You know, I mean, he's a conservative, but nobody says we hate James Woods. They gave away their play card. When they said it was based on election interference, you know, they've done.
No, that's it. They don't want you to say something that makes the Democrats lose. Exactly. And the Democrats have said that about me. We want Jones off. He's a Russian interfering. I'm a Russian like I'm a monkey's uncle.
But we've seen this in the past 20, 30 years. It started with asset forfeiture, which everybody thought was great. We'll get rid of the narco cartels. And it turned out to be they'd confiscate $2,000.
Sure. And what do you think Trump's going to say? Coming up in a few weeks in the secret meeting with the tech heads. Hey, the left's going to take you over. I'm not the one going to take you over. Why the hell are you allied with these people?
The left has already taken them over. Google is a subsidiary of China. The whole Dragonfly project, we're just next down the line. You look at these Google coders.
No, I agree. We broke all that. So what do you think Trump should say to them?
I think that they should say, you're more of a danger than Standard Oil ever was, and we're going to break you up.
No, I agree. Obviously, Trump's going to give them the carrot first. That's what he does.
Well, he'll probably give them the warning, but I think that this entire election, the midterms, is going to be about Kavanaugh, and the base is so energized. Kavanaugh's red-pilled now, so now the left really knows it's important. And if Kavanaugh's on the bench, they're going to lose all the time. So they're going to go kinetic. And at that point, I think that
I'm going to let you take over. But so you think they know you? Because I agree with you. This is blowing up their face. You think they know they messed up?
No, because just like with Hillary, they doubled down on stupid. You know, they thought that the deplorable strategy would carry them to victory in 2016, but it energized, you know, the white West Virginia, you know, Michigan working man base against the left. And now with Kavanaugh, they're crucifying this Christian man, and Christians are seeing this crucifixion, and they are going to crawl over broken glass to vote in November.
I agree. Matt Bracken takes over straight ahead at enemiesforeigndomestic.com. We're with InfoWars.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And the
colors show more leaks. New York Times gets Trump probe of confidential tax returns. This just shows the criminal activity that goes on. I read the article during the break. I was going to have Matt take over, but it's saying Trump's not self-made. In fact, he didn't run after never running for office and won the presidency. He didn't give us a 4.8% growth rate. He didn't renegotiate and pull us out of TPP and NAFTA He didn't do all these positive things. No, no, no. His father, Fred Trump, did. And it talks about family trust that his dad set up in real estate. They've got numbers like $10 million, $12 million over the years, $20 million to the family. No one ever denied that. But Donald Trump went on and made much bigger fortunes. But that isn't even what matters. He's not Carlos Slim. They got $5 billion from U.S. taxpayers over 8 years with Obama for the Obama phone contract, who's worth, what, last time I heard, like 100-something billion? Yeah, there it is. He owns the New York Times and gets taxpayer money as part of the kickbacks that have come out in the New York Times and some of these payments. So this is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. You read this. It says Trump received over the years the equivalent today of at least, that's inflation, like $10 million, $413 million, from his father's real estate empire, starting when he was a toddler and continuing to this day. So, yeah, if you're rich and you put money into family trust, you're bad. And it's all about Trump's an idiot. He can't even wipe his own ass. Look at him with his mommy. Oh, it's so horrible. Oh, God, he's such a bad person. Well, why he's bad is he didn't sell out America. He's not a globalist. So it's a pathetic, pathetic article. Matt Bracken, go ahead and get your key news. I'm done covering that.
Yeah, you know, I'm following it, too, but I think it's just like Kavanaugh. It's going to boomerang. It's going to blow up like a cheap, you know, exploding cigar, because it's so patently obvious that this was just timed, that they've probably been sitting on this for months, just like the Billy Bush tape. And, you know, they're just waiting to throw that card on the table at the opportune moment. But I think it explodes in their face. People have seen this. You know, I now consider Kavanaugh to be the ultimate red pill, not just for him, but for millions of Americans that still had some kind of faith in our system. And watching this Salem witch trial of a hearing over the last 2 weeks, I think that it's opened up the eyes of millions of Democrats.
I agree with you, but what feedback have you gotten on the ground that makes you say that?
It's all anecdotal. You know, people are saying that, you know, the numbers shifting in the swing state Senate votes, for example. And just anecdotally, and who knows how to interpret it, people saying, I've been a Democrat all my life, and I don't like Trump, but I'm going to vote just because of what they've done to Kavanaugh. This has been a public crucifixion. And it really shows what they would do if they had full power. This is what they do from a position of
weakness.
That's
what Lindsey Graham said. He said, God, I hope you don't get the power you want.
That's right. Thank God for Lindsey Graham. He came through. I'll tell you what, I have disagreed with him tremendously over the years. And as McCain's sidekick, I thought he, you know, he was never...
I was
never,
about to say, he was a slave of McCain. I think we're going to see a different side now.
That's right. And in the end, I think that, especially in the judicial context, you know, that's where he lives. That's where he's been an attorney all his life, as a judge, as a JAG, all this. This is really offending him, this end of due process where it's going to be, you know, trial by what do they call it, like the witches. You know, you have to prove you're not a witch. We're going to duck you in the water. You know, and finally, I think a lot of the Republicans that have been fence sitters, they didn't know, like Lindsey Graham, for example, they didn't know if they would stand tall with the tough Freedom Caucus guys or go squishy like Flake. I think universally Flake's been considered, you know, just a total wuss out of this. And we're going to see a lot of stiffening of spines, because if they roll over, no matter what you think of Kavanaugh, even if you thought he ever, you know, did actually do something.
It's going to open Pandora's box of false allegations.
And right. And then if the base is demoralized and doesn't come out to vote because they give up, then the Senate wins, then we're going to see star chamber trials like nobody's ever seen, including impeachment of Kavanaugh, impeachment of Trump, I mean, down the line. So you know, right now is an unbelievable time in our history. I would say we're ripe for something like a false flag Reichstag fire, but these things can burn out of control. I mean, there's no holding it back. But, you know, I think that this New York Times story, though, it's really a sign of weakness and fear and desperation. I have no doubt they've been holding this like a hole card. Why did they throw it out now? You know, they should be going all out, you know, pedal to the metal on Kavanaugh. Where's the new allegations? You know, where's the new accusations? I think they realize they're going to lose, and now they want to change the channel. Woo! Like we're all sheep, and we're just going to go, squirrel, over there, New York Times. People aren't buying it.
We've got their playbook.
Oh, my God. His dad was rich and had a family trust for all the descendants. Oh, my gosh. He's so evil.
This is like when Patton in the movie, he says in North Africa about Rommel, I read your book. Americans have read their book. Now, millions of Americans have been red-pilled by this Kavanaugh fiasco. And I think that no matter what they do now, if they came out with another witness against Kavanaugh or another Billy Bush tape against Trump, people are just going to roll their eyes and steal their heart even more because people are realizing that the entire Democrat media complex has just been creating a lie the whole time.
What about delusional Antiovetti, or however you say that idiot's name, saying that
I think him and his client are just media whores, period.
Well, no, exactly. He says the top Democrats want me to run for president. Boy, I hope so.
He's totally delusional. But the left is delusional in general. And this is what happens when you get this spiral towards harder and harder Marxism. As people at the edges get red-pilled and come over to our side, what's left becomes more radical and starts spinning faster. And this is where I'm not saying the man Bob Cramer. I'm just using him as an example of the cutout, the intermediary. Nobody at the upper echelon of the Democratic National Committee is going to say, I think it's time to start shooting people. But what they'll say is, we can no longer, it looks like we just can't work through the system with these Republicans. And it gets translated down the line until people are handing guns to Antifa. And that's what I think is coming. I think that there are James Hodgkinsons out there right now practicing with their SKS.
Well, they're admittedly doing it. And these people are crazy.
The Supreme Court has become, we play by the Marquis de Queensberry rules, the Marquess de Queensberry rules. No matter what happens, it's the Alinsky playbook, make us play by our rules. So we get back up and get back into a, okay. And meanwhile, the other guys got the referee stabbing us in the back, they're throwing rocks from the audience. And finally, the squishy Republicans are getting red-pilled and realizing they're in a street fight. So we're going to have a vote.
No, I agree.
And
the Republican leadership now knowing if they give into this, it's the stampede. They're done. Democrats don't want to share power anymore in a corrupt system. They want to eradicate the Republicans and split the Democrats into two parties, communist and socialist. And now the blue bloods finally get it, and they're finally digging in.
Yeah, and on our side, even the Never Trumpers are realizing that this is an existential moment. That's why I say, between Kavanaugh to the midterms, this is Gettysburg. I think it's a better analogy than Waterloo, which was international.
Sure, England. No, I mean Gettysburg's better because it's America. I get it.
Right, and it was the high water mark. It's like we're going for broke. I'm not comparing either the left or the right to the south or the north. I'm just saying, in terms of a civil war, this is one of those moments. There's going to be a before and an after this Gettysburg midterm. Kavanaugh gets confirmed. Republicans control Congress. The left will go crazy violent. If they take Congress, it's going to be impeachment and no more internet, which is where we
rather win and make them get violent and then finally have a tipping point and fully defeat them forever.
It's the left writes most of the history books, but there have been some occasions in history when the communists jumped the gun or overreached and they got wiped out. And there are perfect analogies. You can look at the CIA did some, did work in Chile and Guatemala, places like that. But also,
so the left just took over the CIA.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Hey, Matt Bracken with the final segment of the Alex Jones show today. And I'd like to talk about what the ramifications of the last couple hours, what we've been talking about, the Kavanaugh hearings, the midterms, what it's going to mean in terms of our American freedom, depending on if Kavanaugh is confirmed or rejected, and if we hold the Congress or not in the midterms. Either way, it's obvious that the left is gunning for us on social media and the internet. This is how, you know, we see it with Google slanting their search results, even though they deny it. It's obvious. We see it with Google cooperating with the Chinese communists on programs to, you know, locate and punish dissidents. Don't think they wouldn't do it here. I don't consider Google to be an American company in any respect. To me, it's purely a globalist country located in California. Its buildings in California, but it's a globalist country, a company, period. And as we've seen, not only are patriots being kicked off of YouTube, demonetized now for more than a year, not even allowed to use Patreon. They're picking us off one at a time.
And we've seen partial solutions or partial answers, and people are working hard to try to provide alternatives. Some of them have been BitChute, which has a lot of problems. Gab is up, which is kind of like a more or less a slower Twitter clone, but doing some pretty good work. And there's Minds.com, which I never really got into. A Facebook alternative. But over the past couple of weeks, I've been let in on a project that's been ongoing for a year. And I consider this to be probably the culmination of my contribution as a patriot over the last decades, since I've been an author for the last 15 years. Anyway, I guess it's given me a certain amount of credibility and enough of a profile that some people would approach me with insider knowledge like this. But stay tuned over the next couple of days for some pretty major announcements. I would put this at the level of the way that the media was so left-wing controlled before Rush Limbaugh came along in the late 80s, or Fox News, I guess, around 1990. That's how much of a watershed moment this is going to be. I'm being a little bit cagey right now about the announcement, because while an infant like this is in its cradle, it might be the time to choke it off. So we're going to make some announcements and make a move to a platform that will be combining the best attributes and strengths and powers of YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, podcasts, some elements of Skype for internal communication, your blogcasts, all within our own friendly hands, not just a segment of it or a corner of this internet social media world, but the entire universe under one roof, under friendly libertarian conservative control. Now, one of the problems with alternative social media has been their small size. When you only occupy a little segment of the internet, it's easy for the giants surrounding you to isolate you like you are a virus, you know, and just blockade you from every angle. You know, not allow your apps to be sold in their stores, for example, so that you're choked off. And in the case of Gab, I would have to say that their pure First Amendment, no limits policy has been kind of a poison pill that they built in, unfortunately, because while you can block the Nazis and the crazies on Gab, they're flourishing. There's no question about it. This new site will have a no totalitarian promotion policy, meaning we're not going to send you the bullets to shoot back at us if you ever achieve power. We're not going to help you come to power if your policy would then be, you know, to take away our free speech and murder us. So on this new platform, it's oriented to conservative libertarians. Now, if you do want to do sports videos, anything else, that's fine. But we're not going to allow the promotion of communism, Nazism, Islamism, or globalism. These are godless, satanic of ideologies that if they rose to power would murder us all. So we're not going to sell them the rope to hang us. But within those limits, and people like myself will be in control of who's on this platform for a change, within those limits, it's going to be anything goes. So a lot of the YouTube videos that have been shut down, they'll still be on this platform. For example, One American News Network, which is a small but really great alternative to Fox, this is a, you know, right on DirecTV. They put up a video, it's like a 15-minute special about the fall of Birmingham, England from the 70s until today, and how it's been totally invaded and Islamized. Well, guess what? YouTube doesn't like it. They took it down. I mean, it's banned on Facebook. It's banned on YouTube. This is a One American News Network mini documentary on Birmingham, England, just the historical reality, the factual reality on the ground, banned on YouTube. They don't want us to see what's going on with this, you know, this in Muslim invasion in Europe and demographic invasion of the West in general. So we need to have a place where we can speak openly about some concepts that are taboo. And I'm not talking about, you know, Nazi stuff, anything like that. But as it is now, just saying it's okay to be white puts you into a, you know, a category where you're delisted on YouTube. I mean, just saying, gee, this sure looks like they're gearing up for genocide of the whites across the world, that automatically gets you banned. You can't even discuss it. Well, if you can't discuss an idea, how can we rally? How can we organize? How can we defend ourselves? This is what they do when they're gearing up for a genocide. First, they demonize us. You know, if white men my age, we're automatically guilty. They'd like to castrate us and feed us to pigs, you know, according to the Georgetown professor. You know, they would stop at nothing. We're not even allowed now to defend ourselves. You know, the cultures that built the great cathedrals 500, 600 years ago, created symphony orchestras, created, you know, the Dutch master painting, led the world in every area, that you know, brought the Enlightenment, the Renaissance, the Reformation. Now we're all just targeted as evil white people that have to shut up. And I'm sorry, we need a platform where we can promote our own self-defense, basically, and that's going to be coming out over the next few days, and I hope people will give it a chance. Now, the one claim of existing social media like Facebook, where I've been banned, by the way, 6 times for 30 days out of the last year. The last time I created a meme based on just 2 existing news stories from the last week. One shows a bunch of sub-Saharans in a giant rubber boat heading for Spain. The other is monkeypox victims and an article in a scientific magazine saying that the monkeypox is now in the United Kingdom. I put these 2 stories together with just the comment, gee, what could go wrong with uncontrolled mass immigration? You know, the boats, the monkeypox, the headline from the news story, and I'm banned for another 30 days from Facebook. We're not even allowed to talk about the dangers to our, you know, Western civilization. Well, this is the precursor to the railroading us right to the gulags. And they're, you know, picking us off of social media, blocking us out. And then when they ban you, nobody even knows. You just disappear. Your voice goes silent. Well, we need a place where we're not going to be silent. And it's coming. And just stay tuned and watch this space. There'll be announcements in the next couple of days. Yeah, now, the only thing that you can say that's nice, I guess, about Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, is they're free. But you have to keep in mind, their monetary model is to data mine your brain, to strip mine your cerebrum, your privacy, the websites you visit, the products you buy, to crunch it with supercomputers, put it through social network analysis meat grinders, and then churn that out to target corporations to advertise to you. Well, if you love that free model, if you don't mind giving up your privacy and being restricted and censored and forced to self-censor, that's fine. But something new is coming, and it's going to be coming soon. And I hope people will join me on this new platform when the announcement is made, because it's going to be pretty exciting. I don't think I'm exaggerating. It's going to be like when Rush Limbaugh came out for Fox News. So please be with me when this announcement's made. And that's the end of my little segment today, and I'll see you next time.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.